eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The question for me with the Yankees moving forward, and we're already at that point where that's the conversation to have. The Yankees moving forward, is Brian Cashman able? Do you believe him to be able to realize that now it's not 99 wins and an ALCS appearance, that it is literally the worst offense in the sport, or one of the top two or three worst offenses in the sport? My rotation is completely falling apart and things need to dramatically change. And is Brian Cashman able to look at it? And we're seeing the reports now, Ben Rutter or whatever, the minor league baseball player who's come out and talked about how analytics has ruined the farm system and everything. They fired Lawson, who has been before he was the Yankee hitting coach, he was the Yankee batting guru for the entire farm system. So they've already, whatever we thought about how it could help the major league team with the firing of him, it does signal a changing in how are they going to shape their fundamental hitting approach throughout the Brent Rutter. Thank you very much, Ryan. How they're going to shape their hitting fundamentals throughout the whole organization. They've brought in two major GMs in Omar Minaya and Brian Sabian, and they're finally going to have their first full year inside the organization. So the question is Brian Cashman capable of recognizing that even though it got to a point that you were comfortable with last year, it has completely fallen apart? Can he pivot in the way he thinks and the way they approach this team to try and change who they are, which is obviously necessary? So that's really the question. Do you feel that they're just going to retool this team and Brian Cashman's going to go about the same business as usual? That's what I'm saying. Like, we all know he can't, right? Like, he can't. So then the question is, Chris.
This is they're not firing Cashman this year.
No, they're not.
But his seat will be hotter than ever this offseason. His seat is hot right now. His seat will be hotter than ever this August, September, October, November, December. That's why I said those fire Cashman shirts, they're good till May, June. Because everybody in the baseball world and beyond will be watching to see what Brian Cashman does to bounce back. Okay, you made the mistake of thinking that you were better than you were last year, right? The team played out of their minds, way above their heads the first half of the season. Then when they started to wilt, you thought it was injuries, you thought it was the dog days, you thought it was all this other stuff, the Aaron Judge home run chase. But, you know, a couple nights ago, last week, I played the clip that tells you everything. I'm going to play it tonight. It was Cashman going on the Score 670 and talking about how far did we get. It was almost arrogant. It was almost cocky to say, and the way he worded it was that we were four games away from the World Series. So when you're four games away from the World Series and you're defeated by the team that goes on to win the World Series, it gives you a level of comfort, but it was false comfort.
Yep.
And so you didn't stack the deck, knowing that your team is injury prone, knowing that you sign injury prone players, knowing that the player that you gave $360 million to, you were hesitant to offer him $300 million on opening day that season because of his injury history. And he stayed healthy just to stick it to you and make you pay him. You did that, and you felt like you didn't have to do much more. You traded away Jordan Montgomery, a left-handed pitcher, which they always say, oh, Yankees, They don't have enough left-handed pitching and hitting. Mm-hmm. So you go and get the best left-handed pitcher on the market. And that guy's got an injury history. He wasn't ready to go. Whatever. This season is a wash. It is embarrassing for everyone involved. They wasted everyone's time. And I'm not just saying the players, I feel like, aren't getting enough blame. Watching these games night, these guys are out of it, bro. They're checked out. And I don't care what anybody says about Judge being the captain. It's not on Judge. He's on one foot. These guys are major league players. A lot of these guys will not be here this next year. A lot of these guys will not be a part of it. And they should be playing for the pinstripes. They should be playing to stay in New York, to stay in the number one market with all of these fans and all of these luxuries and amenities that come with being a Yankee. These guys are going to be out of here, and they're not playing like it. They're playing like Fire Cashman. They're playing like their fans. They're playing like, oh, well, it's Cashman's fault. It's not my fault, Harrison Bader. It's not my fault, Gleyber Torres. It's not my fault. You can go around the diamond. You can literally go around every position. I think IKF is the guy like playing hardest right now. I think the guy really that's playing the hardest and doesn't care about the situation is Anthony Volpe. Maybe ignorance is bliss. He's so young and naive. He's just going out there playing, doesn't care what the score is or what the record is. He's trying to get better. So I'm looking at these pro ball players, Giancarlo Stanton, DJ LeMahieu. Like, you guys, I guess, are safe because of your contracts. But, like, that's not a guarantee. They could trade you away for a bucket of balls. And I think Brian Cashman is feeling the flames. He's feeling the fire. And they're not going to fire him this year. He'll be fired potentially next year. But now starts his brain thinking, I have to bounce back. This was bad. What do I do? What changes need to absolutely be made? Before I let you go, doing nothing at the deadline to me is still ridiculous. Because like, I look at Gleyber Torres grounding into double plays, becoming a zero because of where this team is. And I'm like, like, you could have traded him. You could have traded him at the deadline. If you did nothing, you could have gotten a return for Gleyber Torres. Now you got to do it in the offseason, and the price has gone down.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe? Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Yeah, I don't know about that one. I don't disagree. I think you absolutely have to trade Gleyber, because there's your point about, first of all, Stanton has a no trade clause and no one's taking the contract. So he's here. That's just, you got to hope he's better next year. There's nothing else to do. Stanton's here. LeMahieu's here. Rizzo's here. Like, those, there's nothing. I don't know. I mean, I don't even know. Would it, can you eat Rizzo's contract and bring in another first baseman who you hope is better? Like, there's
you
nothing
hope
you can
that
do.
Rizzo isn't concussed next year.
Yeah. I mean,
Rizzo started this year off great. You hope that we get back to that. Shut him down for the year.
Why bring him back at this point now? I agree with you. But I think you move Gleyber Torres. I don't think his value is that diminished here. And I think it opens up the possibility for every team in baseball, because you were going to trade him to a handful of teams looking for an infield. You had to find
the
a
Marlins.
Team that was able.
The
hey, looking
will
for an
still
infield.
Want
right.
him.
Yeah, the Marlins will still want him next year. That's what I'm saying. Like, you needed – it had to be a team looking for a middle infielder in contention and had the prospects that matched what you wanted. So – you had to find a minute thing. Yeah, maybe the value is high for those handful of teams you could find. But I think in the offseason, it opens up to a lot of possibilities. Every team in baseball, as well as not just prospects. Like, at the deadline, you're trading simply for prospects. In the offseason, you can make trade major leaguer for major leaguer and change how you go about building a team. You can't do that at the deadline. Deadline is strictly prospects, because no team is going to want to give you their players that help them get to the position where all they need is a Gleyber Torres. Like, so – now you can open it up to more than just, you could trade him for other major league players, and you know, you could trade him for a major league pitcher. You could trade him for a major league outfielder. You could trade him for different things. It doesn't have to be.
He'll
just
probably
prospects.
Be better elsewhere.
Yeah. I mean,
cut you off, but like Gary Sanchez, they flashed that graphic during the game last night. Like, yeah. Gary Sanchez is having one of the best seasons of all MLB catchers in San Diego. Because, and we have Ben Rortvedt out there.
Yeah. So, no, I know. Well, listen, he was miserable in Minnesota too. But yeah, no, listen, we all knew.
The Mets should have hung on to the guy.
Yeah, I mean, listen, this is why they held on to him for as long as they can, because you know what? You look at his numbers, they're not like crazy good, but they're good enough. And considering the position, that's the thing. That's why they held on to him.
We're really rolling Ben Rortvedt out there every day.
Yeah, well, because of Gashioka, I mean.
Exactly, because you have Hickey. And Higgy hasn't been bad, but it's like, what are we talking about? Like,
no,
it's the level we're looking for.
Yeah, no, I mean, and he did something. I don't want to harp on one at bat. We haven't really broken down the
game. I saw your tweet, and I saw the at bat, and you're 100% correct. It's like, that's what I'm talking about. These guys are checked out.
Yeah, and that's why, and immediately, so just a 3-1 count. He is a fastball hitter. That's who Gashioka is. He's a fastball hitter. It's a 3-1 facing a pitcher in Morton who's got one of the best curveballs in all of baseball. You hunt fastball, and if you don't get it, you don't swing, and then you work at 3-2 if he throws a strike. And it just he swings at a curveball inside and hits a ground ball on 3-1.
Where's your head at?
Yeah, and then I get to your point. I understand what you're saying a little bit, but like then I get a million tweets. That's on Boone. That's on managing. That's on Boone, that's what I'm managing. I've never been managed by a major league manager in my life. I know it. Like, why? I'm sorry. Anybody to your point about giving the players, like, to giving the players no grief. Like, that's on Higashioka.
He's the only guy in the box.
He can't be in his brain saying, swing at a fastball, only swing at a fastball. Like, you have to know that. And yeah, okay, maybe it's not been entrenched in his mind over every at bat. Like, they trust these guys on some level. Like, he is a major league baseball player. Giancarlo Stanton is a major league baseball player. Like, we talk about how the hitting coach will make a difference. Oh, because these guys, you know, what's a hitting coach going to tell LeMahieu? What's a hitting coach going to tell Stanton? And then when those guys fail, we go, well, Aaron Boone sucks. Like,
no, it's not on Boone. Like, Higashioka is another player with a history of not being locked in, like not knowing how many outs there are.
Right, Rizzo got on him early in the year, yeah.
Taking a ball and throwing it into the fans that was like, I forget who's – it was like a baseball that had some meaning to it. It's like, bro, where are you at? Where's your head at?